Gideon Beni Mabur, the commissioner of the South Sudan Human Rights Commission, says there is no specific definition of a human rights defender, and that everyone can defend human rights in any way they can.
Therefore, all of you are human rights defenders, and that's why you are all here to join our colleagues and celebrate their day. At the institution of the National Human Rights Commission, we welcome this first ever award of the Human Rights Defenders, and it sends a signal to the recipient of today's Human Rights Award that you need to immediately begin to change your attitude, change your behavior, begin to profile your work, begin to know that from today onward, you are a person that everybody is watching. And therefore, you need to be very careful in every step of your action, because your action will speak louder than ever before. Your action is deemed to consider important, particularly in inspiring others, and above all, to help contribute to the democratic reconstruction of our country.
Mabur made the comments at a ceremony on Friday to mark the first time the South Sudan Human Rights Defenders Network awarded rights activists for their work. Kamau Ngugi is the chairperson of the East and Horn of Africa Human Rights Defenders Network. He said he was delighted to be part of the inaugural Human Rights Defenders Award to recognize the important role that frontline human rights defenders play despite the challenges and risks.
I wish to convey congratulations from member networks, from all the 12 members. Oh, sorry, 11 members, because we are congratulating one of the 12th member. And for in each of those countries, we are very proud of the progress that the South Sudan Human Rights Defenders Network has built. I think the most important thing is that this is not an achievement that can only be attributed to one organization. It is an attribution to many partners that have played a very critical role in advancing this, the rights for human rights defenders. And just to mention but a few, the representatives from various embassies and high commissions.
Jacqueline Nasiwa, the founder of the Center of Inclusive Governance, received the Human Rights Defenders Award.
This award winning for the Human Rights, Women's Rights Defender of the Year, I think for me it means a challenge that we have to do a lot in terms of promotion of human rights, recognition of women's rights as human rights, and ensuring that women's rights are protected. Our country currently, we had serious and persistent violent conflicts, and we also have violent conflict at the communal level. And all these violences, the impact is on the women greatly.
Godfrey Victor Bula, the winner of the Outstanding Human Rights Defender for 2022, says the award means a lot to him.
It shows that any single contribution I am doing to this country in fighting for access to justice and rule of law for the most vulnerable people in this country has been recognized and restored. And this also gives me a lot of courage that I am not the only one in fighting for this noble work of working and fighting for the right of others. It also encouraged me, you know, our country has been hijacked. Our country has been hijacked by some politicians who believe they are the law themselves. Some institution of the government who believes they are in their law themselves, in such a way that making it difficult for the rule of law to prevail in this country. That's why you see people being arrested, people being persecuted, people being trial, convicted, executed. Some have not committed any crime.
Zakia Musa is a disability rights activist who lives with the visual impairment. She received the award of defending human rights for persons with disability.
To start my disability rights activist, I started this work since the age of 16. I was very, very, very young. And today I clock 36 years old. And I'm very happy because in my age, and I'm seeing a bit of changes is happening. That was not happened before, especially in the area of the rights of persons with disabilities. We speak about human rights, the right that is we're supposed to be given naturally, yet persons with disabilities, even the natural right, they are not really enjoying it and they are not having it. So, but now I'm very happy because even if there's challenges, there's difficulties, but at least I see changes are happening.
The winner for Greater Upper Nile State is Bol Deng Bol, and for Greater Equatoria, the winner is Hawa Adams. Maida was at the award ceremony. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.